It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise Rehab Up. I am Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong and another special guest this week. Haley, first, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I mean, I would be doing better if I got invited to the ceremony and the reception instead of just the ceremony, and then I had to go wallow on the beach. But I'm doing great because we have best friend of the podcast here today. You know, he comes and sees us about once a year now. He reserves his appearances for Bachelor in Paradise and all of the interestingness that comes along with that. And Jordan Farrar, how you doing?
It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I've just become really, really boring. So if this episode sucks because of me, I'm sorry. And Angela, please just take me back.
I don't think anyone's gonna find this episode boring. I think people are gonna be very excited that we have like the Rob Sesternino Jordan Parhar 1-2 punch.
I know.
That was a great podcast with Rob last week. So I feel like this could be a little bit of a letdown, but I will try my best. I've been saving that Clay impression for like a year, so I'm glad I finally got to use it.
We have dueling Clay impressions.
You can take over from me.
That was really good.
Thank you. Gladly, Haley, if you ever need like a Clay impression, just give me a call. And if you're recording a podcast, and I'll just do it. And then, yeah, we'll be on our way.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, I think we have, we create a podcast. We need great content. So podcast is very important to us. So we're glad we have the show to talk about and have you, Jordan, with us to create more content. You know, it's all part of our master plan.
Of course.
My master plan to like hook up with Bachelor fans.
Oh, no.
Well, to be fair, now Ethan is a Bachelor fan.
Oh, so you're good.
I guess so.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so I've been listening. I'm a terrible person. Okay, I did not keep up with the podcast during the Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons, but I have been listening.
Listen, we understand.
Okay, thank you. But during BIP, I have been listening because I was just waiting. I was like, okay, they're going to give me the call. Just when? And then when I didn't get the call, I thought, oh, maybe I'm just out of the rotation now. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But I heard you talking, saying Ethan watches the show with you now. So is this like now, like, was that part of the deal in terms of getting engaged? Like you had to,
no.
You had to
start watching? Honestly, when we moved in together, we moved into like officially at the beginning of November. So when Bachelor season rolled around, we have two TVs in our house, one in the living room, one in the bedroom, and We did that on purpose so that on Mondays when I'm watching The Bachelor, he can watch something else. You know, so the premiere was on and there was a Leafs game on at the same time. He's like, you know what? When that starts, I'll just go upstairs and watch the game, whatever. And then, you know, he watches like 5 minutes of the show and he gets into it. And then he's like, you know, I'll just flip during commercials. And then he didn't turn the channel one time. He watched the entire thing. He watched the entire season. He'd like break plans to be able to stay home and watch The Bachelor. He's like super into it. You know, he got his sister into watching it. He loves talking about it with all of his friends at work. And you might have missed this, Jordan, since you weren't listening, but he actually came on an episode of the podcast when Amy was away. He came on the podcast with me during the Bachelorette season. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I'll have to go back and listen to that one. So that's wow. I'm so proud of Ethan. About time he came around.
I know. He's like way more into it now than I am.
And it was the Colton season
crazy. Oh, yeah. That season sucked. Oh my gosh. Poor guy.
Yeah.
So I guess it's new to him. So must be like exciting. I miss those days, you know, the magic of like when you first discover a show and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. That's, now I'm just like, I don't know. I think I'm just so bitter. Like, I wouldn't say bitter. I'm just kind of like, been there, done that. But yeah,
we've been watching this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's still great, but it's just like, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, before we dive into the episode, Jordan, how have you been? Anything new in your life or anything that you care to share? Or
I've been doing really well. I finally finished school this past July. So very happy to be done. I am now officially an elementary school teacher. I just accepted a job this week. So I'm really excited to get started. I'll be teaching a grade 6-7 combined class. So really happy about that. I was in teaching school for a year and I was in a cohort of like a group of like about 36 people, I guess. And we had all the same classes together for a year. So unfortunately for her, but fortunately for me, I met a very, very beautiful woman and happened to fall in love. So she's pretty great. I'm so happy and so like, I just kind of like, I now remember Haley, you talking about like when you first met Ethan, you were kind of like, what? Like, really? And like, this is happening. And yeah, it just kind of hit me when I wasn't expecting it. So, I just kind of, everything's one of my teachers said to me, everything's coming up, Milhouse, when I told him about how my life's going. And I was like, yeah, it kind of is. So, I'm super happy. And, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel super lucky and fortunate to be where I'm at.
Yeah, it just seems like you're in a really good place right now, which I love to see, because I know you had gone through a couple tough times a couple years ago, and now you've just seemed to be able to rise above it all, and you have this wonderful career and a wonderful girlfriend. I'm just so excited for you, and I'm so excited that you've come to talk to us and you break your hiatus to come chat about the world's stupidest show.
Well, thank you, Haley. That means the world, and of course, anytime you want me on the podcast, I will always say yes. Unless I have school. Cause I think Amy asked me during Bachelorette season and I had some school stuff going on, but now I'm good. Now, anytime you call me, I'm in. You just tell me.
Awesome. Yeah. We're really excited to hear that you're doing well. And you know, when everything's going well, you have to look to the drama somewhere else. So I'm glad that you're still keeping up with VIP.
Yes. And of course.
Had a lot this episode this week. So let's dive in. Where to begin? So last week we had the whole Demi Christian storyline and they've kind of faded to the background, but they do have a new intro. That was kind of the first thing that stood out to me in the credits package. Haley, what did you think of their combined intro?
I thought it was cute, but it could have been like cuter. Does that make sense? Like, it's just kind of like raising hands. Like, I think there could have been like a cheek kiss or like a, I don't know, like running into her arms or something. I'm not sure. I feel like it could have been a little more exciting than just like holding hands and then raising the hands and be like, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah. I think they could have done like maybe Christian could put a crown on too or something, you know, kind of work out for old one.
Super cute.
Yeah. Then we see Tayshia and changing her focus to
just
Derek.
like a turnaround that I was not expecting.
Yeah. So, Jordan, what did you think of Tayshia switching gears here and setting her sights on Derek? Were you caught off guard?
Well, I can't say I was totally caught off guard. I feel like I figured something was coming based on the previews of John Paul Jones saying, "Don't insult my intelligence, Derek," like for weeks. So I figured, okay, there's got to be something. There were hints of it early in the season. But yeah, I mean, I was disappointed. Like everybody, I love John Paul Jones. JPJ is great. I was a tape PJ supporter. I thought it was a really cute, I thought it was a great match, and I thought it was fun. But also, I mean, I understand. I mean, if we think about it logically, it makes zero sense. John Paul Jones is 24 years old. He looks and sounds like Spicoli, and he's just. I get it. Everyone's like, he's so smart. He's so intelligent. But I mean, have we ever really seen that on the show other than him like memorizing a few or not even fully doing it, trying to recite a few Romeo and Juliet lines? No. And Tayshia seems like she's kind of at a point where she's, you know, ready to settle down. She's in her later 20s, I believe. So yeah, I think it makes sense. And, but yeah, it's sad. I do like JPJ, and I did genuinely feel for him, but watching how these two episodes played out, I think Tayshia definitely made the right call.
Yeah, we will get to how he kind of spirals, but she does encourage him to go on dates, which seemed very timely because he ends up taking the two rivals both on, or they end up taking him on the dates, and he was a little thrown, but yeah, I didn't think that he seemed too affected by it at first. So the first arrival we get is Tajwan, and she says, "You might know me." Well, you probably don't, because I was there for 2 seconds on Colton's season.
Amazing work by Tajwan.
Yeah, I was loving her.
Me too. So, and she, like, I forgot how like beautiful she is too, even when she's having some mild heat stroke. She was just so great. What a one-hit wonder she was here.
Yeah, we had her far too briefly on Colton season, and now here on Paradise. But she made it worth her time, I think, at least for us. She is the only person honest about how there's no air conditioning and it's really hot and just like whining about all the people that are so in love. But she does ask JPJ on the date, and there's this whole sequence, Jordan, about how you're not supposed to eat the food, and JPJ goes on anyway eating the food. Did you know this, that you're not supposed to eat the food?
So bad. Like, now I'm like, oh, okay, I understand why they don't.
Yeah. It looked like a head of an animal or something. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. Well, first about Tajwan, I got to say, just an absolute all-star choice by casting, bringing her in. I was watching this episode with my parents, and my mom said, she's like, why is this girl here? Why? I said, just wait, mom, there's a reason. Just wait. And sure enough, there was a great reason. She was fantastic, extremely entertaining. In terms of JPJ and the food. Yeah. And then this is where my dad chimed in while he was going for it. He said, is he drunk? Is he high, or is he both? And I think maybe he was both. I don't know what was up with him. He just kind of seemed like in this weird state. His own joke was hilarious. he was clearly intoxicated. I don't know which way he decided to do this, but I don't know what was going on. It was very funny. JPJ just really, he's just having a hard time. He just keeps puking, coughing, and having a hard time with food.
Yeah. And then Tajwan had this great line, "If he vomits on me, we're taking a shower together." So she was still into it.
She's like cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great. She's so awesome. Give me more Tajwan. Like, she's wonderful.
I know. When should they have brought her in to start with, or how could we have gotten more Tajwan? Because I'm already upset about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is you know, after 2 weeks, 2 weeks of the show airing, I mean, this is what, like 9 days in real time. I feel like at that point, it's kind of like, okay, people are kind of like figured it out. There's not a lot of wiggle room for new people to come in. Like, I do feel like it was a bit of a, it could have been better if we would have maybe brought Tajwan in to start or even in the second week, just because it's so hard for those people coming in later, unless you're Connor and you just kind of have to happen to have like the perfect storm of things going on. But I would have liked to see Tajwan a little bit earlier to get more of her, but I'm glad she made the most of her, she's making the most of her time in Paradise.
Yeah. They also jump into the river. So, and I guess we find out that they were actually skinny dipping later on. Did it look like that to you, Haley?
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like a lot of things. A lot of things.
A lot of things are going on. Yeah. And then we kind of cut back to a scene where they're talking about people back at the resort talking about their worst kiss. Sydney drops or hints and then reveals that it was Colton. Then Caitlin and Tayshia were pretty quick to chime in and agree there. What was the point of that segment? They're just not fans of Colton, or
what a tough, tough look for Colton. Wow, I feel super bad, and I don't feel like production needed to do this at all. I don't care how much you don't like this guy, and I kind of had a theory that maybe because he spilled so much juice on NPR a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people are like, well, the episode would have been in the can by then, blah, blah, blah. It's just I feel really bad for Colton. Demi kind of came to his side and said, hey, like, I didn't think Colton was that bad of a kisser. And, you know, Cassie tweeted something cute that was like, come here, you good kisser, you, or whatever. It's just like, that was just felt a little unnecessary, honestly.
Yeah, I could see why, like, Caitlin and Sydney, maybe, because it's like, what, they probably, he wasn't really into them. But then for Tayshia to chime in, I didn't think she did, but like, apparently it happened at some point. So
it was just so like cruel and unnecessary. But I just going back to the NPR thing, like, I think BIP know, like, the Bachelor producers, they knew what Colton was saying in that interview before, and that he was like withholding information from them because of, I don't know, for whatever reason, I didn't listen to the interview, but just to kind of like mess with them and have them think it was Hannah when really it was Cassie. So I think they're probably bitter about that. And you would think that reality TV contestants are the most petty people on earth, but really it's reality TV producers. they are the worst. So I feel for Colton, but he's fine. He seems like he's happy, right? So hopefully he just lets it roll off his back, and him and Cassie just kind of keep doing their thing, and it's no big deal. But yeah, just lame move by the producers. And this is coming from somebody who does not like Colton. Like, I do not care for him, but I mean, just why go there? That's just so unnecessary.
It's a low blow.
Yeah. Come on. Like, it's like, yeah, it's pointless.
And then let's see, we have, well, while JPJ is away, Tayshia gets extra flirty with Derek, and she keeps saying, like, he's solid. So I think she is seeing, you know, like you said, Jordan, like, he's the 32-year-old, and just, it just kind of makes more sense. But I guess JPJ didn't really know any of this was really going on, because it seems to like catch him really off guard. And then Derek didn't seem to know that.
She's telling you, yeah, go out for dates, like, it's fine.
Right.
Maybe think about why that's the case.
Right. Like, we had the whole thing with Katie and Chris, like, it caused the whole issue. So yeah, Tayshia had no problem with it. So maybe look into that a little bit. Then we also have Demi warning Kaylin about Dean, and Wells is kind of agreeing, and even though he's friends with Dean, so a little foreshadowing, I guess. But Kaylin does then go to Dean and have a little talk about it. At that point, he says,
but Demi's correct,
right? Yeah. Kaylin doesn't want to hear it, you know, it's her birthday. And
if he if you're with a guy who is willing to break up with you on your birthday, like, that's not a great sign. Like, we were rooting for Dean. We were here for Dean. We were hoping that he changed, you know, that he's a better dude. But, like, he's the same, just slightly different. Like,
just a mustache, he broke up with a girl
on her birthday. Like, that's what happened. Like, he can explain it away. He can say he's just trying to protect her. But, like, he broke up with the girl on her birthday after giving her the rose and more or less leading her on and saying, huh, this is going somewhere. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Kaylin, first of all. Second of all, gotta hightail it out of here because I like my van more than I like you.
Right. He planned a whole little thing, got all the castmates to come over and sing like they're at TGI Fridays. And she was totally forgot about their conversation where he sort of hinted like, hey, you basically just have to convince me otherwise. He plugged his own podcast. He's like, I suck at dating. So I think
I missed that.
I picked up on that too, Amy. Good one.
Then I think it must have been that line where he's like, oh, just it's kind of like you have to convince me otherwise, which is really terrible to say. Like, she has to like really work hard for him to like
her. You're either in it or you're out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's like, I was with you, both of you. I genuinely thought that Dean was a little different this time, but the fact it was that line alone. I mean, the birthday thing, that's bad. I mean, I did think I was like, okay, well, like at least he didn't do what he did to Christina last time where he kind of was just like leading her on, even though he wasn't fully into it. The birthday thing, obviously it is terrible, but that line of, well, like, unless you can, what did he say? Unless you can prove it to me or you can convince me otherwise. Like, that's just, yeah, I mean, if you say that, then you're done, man. Like, you're out. So just like, why add that in there? It just doesn't really. Again, Dean proving he does suck at dating. I don't know if anybody listens to that podcast, but good for him.
Yeah. We also have one of the twins, Haley, arrives, and she has her sights set on JPJ as well. He has no clue who she is. I don't know. A lot of them didn't know who she was. They're going back to Ben Higgins season. It hasn't
been that long since they've been here.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They weren't in Paradise that long ago. Is it 2 years, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have that horseback riding date on the beach. That same old beach that we've seen every time on Paradise. These dates just kind of recycle. Is this when Tajwan calls Haley a pigeon, or is that when they get back?
Think she calls her for the first time around this time.
Yeah. Haley's the pigeon and she's a seagull. I don't get, I'm with Haley on this one.
Both are shit birds.
Yeah.
It's not like saying like I'm a peacock and she's a pigeon. Like,
oh, that would have been good. That would have been shitty. Good.
Like, she, like, was it Haley that said it? Like, yeah, it's a shitty seabird or a shitty land bird. Like, what are you talking about?
Just as bad. Yeah. We also get a lot of blur action on the date. So at this point, I'm thinking that, you know, JPJ is living his best life and he had forgotten about Tayshia. How about you, Jordan?
Yeah, it seemed like, again, he was kind of in this intoxicated state where he just kind of was like, oh, okay, man, like, let's go for it. And he was just like having fun. And then he just kind of woke up the next day and was like, oh, no, like, what have I done? So maybe I don't know. I guess he was just drunk for 2 days. And then he woke up like the third day and he had this like crazy hangover and was like, oh my goodness, I made a huge mistake. And then he started to realize it after. It seemed like he was super happy. He said Haley was as smart or smarter than a doctor.
Right. That's upsetting to me. that she gives off those vibes at all, because it's very clear. And I think, I can't remember what exactly she was saying, but later in the episode, Ethan was like, smart as a doctor, eh? And it was just like, oh my god, this poor woman.
Maybe he was talking about the doctor that came to help Tajwan when she passed out, because he just looked like the a fake producer
doctor, the guy who was definitely not a real doctor. Yeah.
See, it was at this point where I because there was this narrative that JPJ is you know, this savant, he's a genius. He's so brilliant. And everyone said, oh, he's so smart. He's so smart. And then the two of you on the podcast last week were saying he's a stock. What you said, he was a stock. Yeah,
I still haven't looked it up. I haven't fact checked this.
I was going to, I forgot to look it up, but maybe I'll do that in a moment here. But yeah, at that point when he said she's as smart as a doctor, I said to myself, oh no. He's a fraud. This guy's not, I mean, or he's just, maybe he just is just quick to just jump to things, but because he was saying very, maybe not, he wasn't saying Tayshia was a doctor, but he was saying very similar types of things about her. Mm-hmm. But I can relate. I mean, when I was younger, like I would do very similar, I would say similar things about people. I was kind of like a puppy dog, and you see one person and you are head over heels, and then you see the next person and it's the same thing. So yeah, I mean, he just needs to figure that that out, that not everybody is the greatest person that ever lived, and that's okay. Everybody is great in their own way, but yeah, rough look, JPJ. It only went downhill from there.
Jordan, have you been looking for your wife since you were 18 or for 18 years? Because one of the two is true of JPJ. I don't know. I don't know which one.
Like, 18 years. I'm like, dude, you were
24.
Like you were 6 years old and you were looking for your wife. Like, wow, that's amazing. Props to him.
Yeah.
Props all the power to him. But, I can't say, I mean, maybe, you know, I like to call myself a hopeless romantic way back when. So yeah, maybe when I was like in my early 20s, but not since like 18 or 6 years old. Like, no.
Yeah. So, they both come back from the date. We see some kind of, this is when, Tajwan is like, I'm so glad you're here, Haley. No, I just want to poison your wine or something like that, or spit in your wine. Maybe not poison. And then just kind of, I just loved her, like, I don't know, side comments, but she was so direct about them. But Haley really didn't know how to deal with them. So Haley, what did you think about Haley's reaction to Tajwan? Do you think she was taking it a little too seriously, or was she right to be like that upset?
I think she was probably right to be upset, but you know, everything in Bachelor world is so heightened and it's unnecessary. And like, I get where Haley was coming from, but I don't know. Yeah. It's clear that Tajwan was just like not having a cool time.
No, in more ways than one.
Yes. Can I just jump in for one sec? Yeah. I've looked it up. John Paul Jones, according to his LinkedIn, is a financial analyst. So
that's I'm right.
But okay, I'm sure the two of you can relate to me here. I know some people that are so brilliant when it comes to book smarts, but when it comes to street smarts and common sense, just have none of it. So I feel like
I'm bad at both.
Stop. No, you're not, Haley. But JPJ, I think he must fall into that category. Just like really good book smarts, but lacking in some other areas.
Yeah, I think so. Then we have everyone kind of getting ready for the rose ceremony. Haley, Caitlin decides to create a VIP stagecoach. What was it, like a little cabana for Blake? So he could feel at home. Yeah. And then they go swing dancing, and Blake assures her 100% his rose is going to her.
What a god. He's such like a worm. I feel bad, but he's just got no spine right now. And it's like the stress of this is eating him away. I feel like he's just losing more and more weight every single episode. And Christina comes in and just tells him, like, you're going to give me your rose, right? And he's like, and Caitlin's like, I actually want to make out with you. Maybe give me your rose. And he's like, okay, maybe. Yeah, sure. Cool. I love that. And then it's like, oh, Christina, here's my rose. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What was the logic here? Or does Christina
there
just
wasn't
have that much
any,
power?
Was there?
None. There's no logic. There was no logic. And Rob said this last week. He said, is Christina a plant? And when she made that first initial move, I was just like, what? Giving him the rose. And then the same thing this week. So there has to be something with production, because Blake can't be that stupid, right?
I don't think so.
No, like that's just crazy. And Christina, I'm sorry. I loved Christina when she was on BIP, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. And she is just such a Debbie Downer and just so aggressive and like just a cesspool of negativity. Like, I just don't want to be around her. Like, I'm not there, but I don't want to, but I would not want to be around her if I was there. So the only two explanations are it's production, or that's one, or the other is Blake's like scared that Christina's just going to come get him in the night and just end him. That's the only explanation for me, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know what's happened to Christina. Maybe it's because the Dean thing really, really changed her. Fair enough. Like that's a really hard thing to go through. But she just seems so much different. And, it's just kind of sad for me. It's sad seeing the evolution of some of these people. And Blake too. Blake was so likable on Becca's season. And now Blake is just kind of a shell of his former self.
It's like that thing. It's what is it? Live, die a hero, or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens. Yeah. On this stupid program.
Yeah. It's so true. I'm sure I don't know everything, but just from my own personal experience being part of a reality TV community, I can tell you like it's so true. Like once you come off one of these shows, things change for you in a way that if you were to go back on the show, that some of those same people that were like beloved by the audience would not be in the same way, just because.
Well, just like look at what happened to Netta and Big Brother Canada when she came back. Like it's just, you know, that didn't work out super well for her. And
no,
just,
and in that case, I mean, she didn't, I mean, there wasn't anything really of her own fault.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't
just,
at all.
It's just like the narrative of how production changes it, right? But you look at and I think that's kind of what's happening a little bit to Blake. I mean, obviously a lot of it is his fault.
Yeah, Blake had like a hand in his own undoing.
He did. But here's the thing.
If you are the hottest of hot things in the world right now, wouldn't you use that to your advantage? I know I would. I will never get to be the hottest of hot things ever in any scenario. And like, if hot guys wanted to make out with me all the time and I was unattached, great. I would also like to make out with the hot guys. Amazing.
And I think it's especially true. I think when you look at somebody like Blake, who I don't think he was ever, it's kind of like Nicole on BIP this season. Like, I don't think Blake was ever like, Blake's a nice, he's a handsome man, but I don't think Blake was ever like this super like mega hunk desirable guy that his whole life he had women fawning over him. No, right. I think that was like, that really changed for him as soon as he got this kind of pseudo fame from The Bachelorette. So I don't blame Blake at all, but like you said, Haley, I think he has lived long enough to see himself become the villain. And now I think it's going to be really hard for him, because I think for Blake, I think while he has not been seen as that super desirable guy his whole life, I also don't think he's ever really been seen as the quote unquote bad guy.
No, in his life. Yeah.
So I think is so hard for him to come to terms with. And I think that's why he came out and released those text messages with Kaylin, because I think he was just like, what? Like, people don't like me? What? Like, I don't understand this. Like, it's so hard. And I think, it's a challenging thing to go through for my own personal experience. Like, I went through, and I think a lot of it was because I was naive, but I went through a lot of my life thinking like, yeah, like I'm a generally, you know, I think people in general like me. I don't think I'm a super hateable person. But then when I went on reality TV and found out like, no, like like tons and tons and tons of people like can't stand me and like despise me and send me death threats. Like, I was like, oh wow, okay. Like, maybe I'm not this way. So for me, that was super hard. That was super hard for me to come to terms with. And it was on a much smaller scale than Blake. Like Blake is getting so much hate. Like, I was on a Canadian reality TV show, so the audiences don't even compare. But on the smallest of levels, I can empathize with Blake, as much as I'm not really a fan of his necessarily. I can feel for what he's going through, and it's like it sucks to be him right now. It really does.
Well, and I wonder if Christina tapped into that fear of his by kind of, you know, saying like, well, I kept your ass around, and, you know, he's not knowing how she's showing up on the show and thinking like she's a fan favorite and I don't want to send her home. And I don't want to like break Caitlin's heart if I were to go with another girl next week. And so I think Christina kind of wisely, or, you know, producer led, fed into that anxiety he has about how he's coming across, and he just kind of keeps making the wrong move, I think, but he is trying to turn things around somehow.
I just feel bad. I feel for him. He's trying to redeem himself, but unfortunately, I think at this point, like Blake, it's done, man. Like, there's no getting out of this.
Yeah.
I just hope he's made like a standing appointment with like a really good therapist after this, because he really needs somebody to be there and tell him like, you're not a shit dude just because of like what just happened. Because I couldn't imagine putting myself through that. And we saw in Becca's season that he does suffer with anxiety and, you know, some mental health issues. So like, I hope they just don't feed him to the wolves and say, peace out, bud. Like, I hope they do get him some sort of, you know, assistance on the inside.
I'll tell you right now, Haley, I would love it if they did. They won't.
I know.
Like, it's so sad. But hopefully, I hope Blake or someone in his life can convince him to do that, because I mean, I think that benefits everybody, but I think especially after you do reality TV show, I know it really benefited me. All of these people, like they need it, because it just, none of this stuff is normal. It really isn't.
Yeah. And we hope he's hanging out with people that are not related to the franchise right now as well. Has a mix of people that knew him before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then we have the kind of getting close to the rose ceremony, figuring out who else is going to get the rose. And we have Jen, Chris, and Katie, that love triangle. And yeah, I was misled here. I thought, you know, everyone else seemed to think that Chris was going to pick Jen, and Jen thought so. And I think Katie even thought so, but doesn't seem to like give her a clue one way or the other. She lays out her feelings, but he ends up choosing her at the rose ceremony. Jordan, were you surprised by that at all?
Yeah, I was shocked. It was, again, watching with my parents and my mom. She said, he's going to pick Katie. I said, no, there's no way. He's picking Jen. And yeah, sure enough, he chose Katie. I mean, the signs were there. They were showing those confessionals from Katie. So it makes sense. But I mean, it's so funny to think that Chris Bukowski has now become not
a hot commodity.
And even for the fans, like I wonder, like, and I was talking to my dad about this, like, has Chris Bukowski changed, or is this new generation of bachelorette contestants that are just so obsessed with Instagram, are they so cringy and fame obsessed that now they just, in comparison to them, Bukowski looks like one of the best guys out there right now? I don't know. But I never ever would have thought that I would say, yeah, like, I think Chris he's coming across great on the show. And he is. And I think this move he made, I think it was a smart one. I think he had a really good connection with Katie. I really liked them together. It seems like, I mean, knock on wood, I mean, maybe he's going to get something serious out of this. Maybe finally he's going to stop, you know, being the Blake. He's lived that life. He's done with it.
Yeah, he lived to be the villain and then came back around.
Yeah, so Blake's just got to come back in, what is it, 6 years? And then he'll be fine.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of like the thing that Rob says about Survivor, where it's like, come back, you know, when you're 40 years old or something. People don't remember you if you're from the earlier seasons, and you'll do better than, you know, being like the alpha male 25-year-old or something. So it seems like, even just him being appealing to Katie, she had no clue who he was. So it's like, oh, he's mysterious and he's seasoned. And yeah, he's like above all this stuff, and she hasn't seen how he behaved on Andy's season or his VIP stint. So it's just like, yeah, totally forgotten, and he can rewrite the narrative. So yeah, now he's like got a nice little love story going on. And then Chris Harrison announces that he's changing the rules. And I think we called it last week, just allowing Demi to give out a rose because she's in a same-sex relationship. So I was hoping there'd be some, like, maybe some other women would be giving out roses and it wouldn't be the same power imbalance, or there would actually be a, like, shocking rule change, but that was just it. So
nope. Exactly what we expected. Not all that shocking.
Yeah. So Demi gives a rose to Christian. Dylan gives a rose to Hannah. They've totally disappeared. Where have they gone, Jordan? They're just in honeymoon land.
Yeah, I think Rob's point last week that it was the wrong move for Hannah simply for airtime. It's accurate.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, because I think for Hannah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Hannah is one of the, like, Hannah seems like a perfectly fine person, but I think a lot of these people are in it for the Insta fame. I really do. And if that's what she was going for, yeah, Blake would have made the most sense for her. But hey, good for them. They're happy. I don't think there's going to be an engagement at the end though, between these two. Maybe I'm wrong. So for me, if you're Hannah and you're not going to do that with Dylan, then yeah, maybe, I don't know, why not stay with bad boy Blake? But yeah, I mean, what we saw, I think we got one confessional from Dylan about the wedding, how right. JPJ ruined it, and that was about it.
Nothing about their love story.
Yeah, and I don't think we saw. Did we see Hannah? I don't think Hannah had one confessional in either episode.
I don't think so. So they, you know, maybe thinking that they've got this whole love story narrative going on the show, but yeah, it's not being shown right now. You know, if they make it to, you know, towards the end, then they get like their fantasy suites or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if we'll see them until then. Clay and Nicole, we got to at least see that, you know, they hooked up like, and we did it. And then they cut away or whatever. So, you know, maybe they're not getting it because they're not admitting to anything or something. So Clay picks Nicole. Mike picks Sydney, another totally invisible couple. I think we just see them like doing cartwheels on the beach a few times and that's it. So, have you guys seen the rumors of who the next Bachelor is?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, I guess it makes sense that they're not showing Mike at all.
I'm just hoping that it means that Mike and Sydney live happily ever after.
Maybe we can at least hope for that. Dean picks Kaylin. For now, Blake, this is a shocking one, picks Christina. And I mean, I guess he did kind of give Caitlin the heads up that he wasn't going to pick her. But then Derek picks Tayshia. So JPJ is at a loss. I thought he was going to pick Haley anyway, or Tajwan. He picks Haley. Chris picks Katie. So we say goodbye to Caitlin, Tajwan, and Jen. So
can I ask something?
Yeah.
What am I missing about Jen? Because she seems like she's got everything going on for her, yet I don't know, she just doesn't have success on these shows. I guess the first time she kind of came in late, and Nick Vial, I don't know, maybe he had his eyes already set on The Bachelor before it was announced, but yeah, like, there's, it just seems like she has everything going on for her, and yeah, it didn't work. So I like, Blake should have chose her.
I think she's just like a regular human being, which doesn't always work on this show.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's because yeah, like I just simply do not get it. She just seems like she has everything going on for her. So, but she's better than this show. I really think so. So good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she probably felt secure with Chris. And so she didn't go, like, she wasn't going to like overpromise anything. She was just kind of like, yeah, I like to, you know, see where this is going. And I don't want to, you know, date around here. But then Katie really came in and really poured out her feelings. So I think Chris went with that. And then I think Chris was the last person to go. So then at that point, nobody else could scoop Jen up. But, you know, maybe if Blake had gone last, that would have been more dramatic if he didn't take Christina or Caitlin. Like, he should just lean into like being the bad boy at this point.
Yeah,
that would have been good. So I was most sad that we get to episode two, and we, since Tajuan was a newcomer on the episode before, we didn't even get an intro package.
Devastating.
Either. Yeah. I'm if, sure it would involve like fans.
If they're PR team smart, they'll release that on or something.
Yeah. That would have been good. But Haley has her intro where she's doing like what she did before and then is like, wait, where's my twin? So I thought that was cute.
I love that. Yeah. I laughed pretty hard at that.
Yeah. This is where we get the conversation with Kaylin and Dean, kind of the cliffhanger. So we end the episode before. And right after the rose ceremony, he's like, hey, come with me, come with me. And then the crowd gathers, like, what's he going to talk about? Is he breaking up with her? I thought this was going to be like a switcheroo, like, no way, like, he's not, he can't do it. Like, we're finally come around.
It's like another birthday surprise.
Yeah, it's just going to be some surprise, and it's just a fake out. But no, he's like, all right, I gave you the rose, and yeah, now I've got to leave, got to go off with my van, and I won't be able to get to where you need me to be. And they have a clip of Kaylin saying, like, I thought this was my forever. And I don't know if she's really referring to Dean at that point. That seems a little much, but she said they talked about kids and all this. So I don't know what Dean is thinking coming on here and doing that, especially if he wanted to redeem himself. But then if we jump ahead in the previews, it's like he's going to come back again. What's going on, Jordan?
Yeah,
just freak out. Did he just not want to go to Crystal's wedding?
It's so confusing. Yeah, maybe. I personally, I would not want to go to Chris's wedding either. So I think maybe that was the smart move. Yeah, I think for Dean, he said it all to Chris Harrison. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't really know what he's doing with his life. The producers probably called him and said, do you want to do it? And he probably just said, hey, why not? I'm a free spirit. Let's see what happens. So I guess for that, I mean, maybe to plug his podcast, yeah. or to get that social media following. So I get why he came for if those were the reasons. I don't think we're fully going to be able to make a judgment call on this until we see why he's back and without a mustache, which I must say, I think is a good move for him. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with Dean there. But before I had seen that preview, I was, I was confused. I think like everybody else was.
Mm-hmm. Then JPJ is just having a meltdown. He's crying. He sees Derek with Tayshia. He's blindsided by Derek giving Tayshia a rose, and he says he's in love with her. So that kind of threw me, Haley. I thought they were just kind of having fun.
Yeah, like this is a big step. Like, yeah. John Paul Jones has lost his mind.
What happened? Like, what switch has flipped here? Like, this is just dramatic, like, turnaround just from one week to the next. Or one day to the next.
Was there something in that weird food he ate that like seeped into his brain? Like, maybe. Poor guy. Yeah. Like he totally seems like he's different. Like I don't know. Maybe we just weren't seeing enough of him before. Which that's probably the case, unfortunately. But yeah, it's just like feel for the guy, but he just could not stop taking L's this week, JPJ.
Yeah, and he suddenly has like all this bad stuff to say about Derek, like calling him a creep who come like the guy who shows up to the high school like so many years later. That's a kind of a cheap shot. Derek's only 32 years old and hasn't been on that many times.
And Tayshia's not creepy. Like 22, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. How old is she? She's been married. Like she's
28, I think.
That's a good point. Yeah. She's already been married. I forgot about that. Yeah, 28. And he's 32, so it's the same age difference, just one is younger, one's older than her. And Blake kind of comes to comfort him a little bit. So and then they get an invite to Chris and Crystal's wedding. So we knew this was coming. We saw the pictures released. And this is a very interesting guest list. There are a lot of people I was wondering how we could even connect them to Chris or Crystal's seasons. But Ben Higgins was there. Bibiana, I guess she was with them before. I think they didn't send anyone home from Paradise. They just let them come back. to this wedding. I mean, it seemed like people who were eliminated, Annalise obviously should be a friend of hers, but then there seemed like there are people who might be showing up to Paradise, but it wasn't really explained. And then they have these guys walking in, and I think one of them was Brooks, one of them was Connor, but they didn't mention the other two. They just were like, oh, let's just show three guys walking in slow motion, and we only care about Connor. Haley, who was the other guy? The three. Did you recognize him?
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even recognize Brooks, so I can't tell you who that other guy was.
It took me a little bit.
I don't think I could have told you that this guy's name was Connor either.
Yeah. Connor was a hot commodity, though. Like, apparently.
I mean, he's a good looking dude. Okay, wait, I have a great question. Gosh, let me pull up my Twitter. I got questions from all angles this week. This one's from @LauraCat1. She says, is Connor one of the biggest examples of everyone thinking he was hot just because he is tall when in fact he is not really hot?
He's just tall. I think so. I think, you know, he's got the JPJ voice going on. Everything happens for a reason, right? So
Demi's impersonation of him at the end made me cry. So good.
A+.
Yeah. That was the best ending segment. No shade to Wells, but, you know, let's just let Demi take over on those. So yeah, Kaylin had just been telling everyone, like, I don't want to be here. I hate being at this wedding. I'm over Paradise. Connor walks in with those two dudes we don't know. One is Brooks. And then maybe if we can pull up the cast list that we know of, then we'll be able to figure out who that other guy was. But they didn't deserve mentioning because everyone just cared about Connor. And Kaylin just did a complete 180. She was really excited now that Connor was there. So, yeah, I just had trouble figuring out this whole wedding. I mean, I know they get a free wedding, but they had to, you know, Haley, I know you're going to be planning a wedding. They had to agree to a lot of weird things going on with this wedding, not the least of which this guest list, but then they have to, like, make a cut as to who gets to actually go to the reception?
What was that? Like, that makes no sense. Just let everyone go. Like, they obviously just did it for some drama. And, like, who they chose and who they didn't choose also didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, why would, like, you're inviting Hannah?
Yeah, like, you don't know either of them.
Yeah.
Why is Mike going but not Sydney?
Right. And Blake, okay. Blake was, they know Blake, right?
Yeah.
But Kaylin, okay, he knows. Mm-hmm. They know Clay, but then Tayshia, and then just, would they even know Christina? It was just the weirdest list. And
I was waiting for one of the cast members, one of the random people that does not know Chris and Crystal, to say, I'm uncomfortable going to the reception because I don't even know these people. Like, right. Like, I would feel that way.
Gift?
Yeah. Like, exactly. Yeah, that's the first question, Haley. Like, my girlfriend invited me to a wedding, like, at the last minute, like a reception, like a few weeks ago. And I had never met her friend before. And I just said, well, and I was working, so I couldn't go. But even if I wasn't able to, I would have just said, like, I felt like I would just feel weird, like, going to a reception where you don't know somebody. I guess, like, if you're dating somebody, I guess that's one thing. But even if you're just going by yourself, like, if nobody you know or who you're with knows the bride and groom, that's just so strange. And also, like, Chris and Crystal, like, that must have just sucked for them. They have all of these randoms at their wedding that they don't know. Their wedding is on TV, which I guess maybe that's good for some people. Like, personally, I would never want that. And then there's, like, John Paul Jones just getting, like, so drunk and just yelling and fighting people at the wedding. And you don't, like, it's one thing if it's, like, your uncle and it's like, oh, right, you know, there he goes again. At least it's, like, your family and you kind of get it. But this dude isn't even related to you and you don't even know him and he's not even your friend. And this is happening. So I just felt for them and I wonder why in the world they must, the producers must have made it seem, they must have given them a good deal or paid them or something, because otherwise, like, that would have just been, that's horrible. Their wedding's ruined.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, I'm thinking of the weddings in the past that we've had there. I don't remember there being any like drama with the random contestants or anything.
No, and it's just, but like, it's one thing to just even have them there, like the random people, but yeah, just that drama is terrible. And you know, I said earlier, I'm not the biggest Chris and Crystal fans, but I feel for them. Like that just sucks. Yeah. Like Haley, how would you feel if some random Big Brother contestants showed up to your wedding? You'd be choked.
I would not be super. There's even some like family members who I'm like, ugh, do you have to show up?
Right, but like at least like it's like, okay, they're your blood, like whatever. But like,
they're not my
blood. Okay, well, not your blood. Okay, well, they're somebody's blood. But like, just the fact that not only is it random bachelor people, these are random bachelor people that you don't even know. Like what? Like you've never, like they, Chris and Crystal probably hadn't even heard of some of these people. Like I would have just been like, no, cancel, we're done, I'm leaving, this is terrible. So kudos to them for sticking it out and doing it, because yeah, like that just sucked.
Yeah, let's talk about the fight with Derek. Like this is in front of like Chris's mom and stuff.
Yeah, that's really just not cool.
Like what are you doing? JPJ, my boy. No. It's so bad.
Yeah. So he throws some accusations at Derek, saying that he takes advantage of his fans. He's a Bachelor Nation groupie. He needs drama to feed his podcast, and that he just wanted JPJ to be a guest on his podcast. And, you know, that was just the worst thing you could apparently ask anyone to do. So, he just, even if, Tayshia wasn't interested in him, he was still going to defend her from Derek. And what I'm wondering is like, did he not care about Demi when Demi was involved with Derek then? Or did this just hit him? Where did all these like, the sudden venom about Derek, and what do we think of these accusations?
I don't really buy them. I don't know. Like, I think this is a really bad look for JPJ, and he was probably super drunk, and he is into Tayshia, and so he got mad. He wasn't trying to pursue Demi, so it didn't really matter to him, but now it does matter to him. I don't know. It's just, like, not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I actually, sorry, I just sort of jump in. Actually think what JPJ was saying, there's a good chance it's true. However, he just went about it like in just the absolute worst way possible. And I don't think he necessarily, like, it might not have, it probably wasn't verbatim what John Paul Jones was saying, but I think the generic idea behind what he was saying, I can totally believe that, because being part of a reality TV community, you hear, like, that's how people talk. Like, that's just, like, it's just common. And especially with a show as large as The Bachelor and has now, you know, social media famous, I have a drink for every time I say social media, how social media famous Derek is, I would not be surprised if he said that. But it just, John Paul Jones, it's just completely flawed in how he's going about this. First, you're at a wedding where you don't even belong at in the first place. Second, again, I think he was under the influence of something, so that's just never good. Third, I mean, yelling at somebody in a public place like that in front of you're trying to impress a woman, you're trying to win Tayshia back, and doing that is not going to accomplish that ever. It's just never going to work. That's just terrible. And then there's so many, I could just go on and on and on. I have a huge list of why this is just so flawed, but the biggest thing, like, or two, sorry, two more things. One, him yelling at Derek. I mean, Derek, great job. Derek handled that so well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it just like, it just made John Paul Jones. John Paul Jones lost all credibility with what he was saying, with how well Derek handled that, and with JPJ's unwillingness to let Derek speak. Right. But the biggest thing that I could not get over was John Paul Jones was helping Derek so much get free advertising for his podcast. Because
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Same, Amy. I did not know that he had a podcast. My whole family were watching. We didn't know he had a podcast. All of us, we paused it and went on our phones and looked up Derek's podcast. And we're like, oh, okay, this looks kind of interesting. And I'm sure that there were many other viewers last night who did the exact same thing. And I would not be surprised if Derek has an episode on his podcast where he talks about this exact confrontation. And I would be interested in listening to that. So yeah. John Paul Jones, a terrible, terrible move. And just for future Bachelor, Bachelorette contestants, you've said it on the podcast before. I've said it when I've been a guest. You just never pick a fight with somebody because it is going to blow up in your face every single time.
Yeah, he would not. And then when they come back, he just reiterated the same fight and still would not give Derek a chance to talk and defend himself. So it just made him look worse.
It's just so bad.
Yeah. And yeah, I think he, you know, some of those things might be true, but not to the extent that the way JPJ was framing it. If he hooked up with people, I don't know that he was like taking advantage of them or something. He might have just been like, oh, I met people because they followed me and, you know, slid into their DMs or something. But yeah, so I'm sure Derek will have an episode where he can defend himself about this fight. And yeah, he might have more listeners because we didn't see him talk about his podcast before this. And JPJ is the one talking about it. So we'll see how this plays out. Tayshia was not having it at all. JPJ was trying to warn her about Derek like in the middle of the ceremony too. So that was not a good move. Yeah, this is a lot going on there.
Maybe he didn't realize it was a real wedding.
Yeah, that could be. I'm sure it was. Yeah, it just seemed like something staged, or it was like, you know, didn't they have dates in the past where they crashed someone else's wedding, like just local Mexicans or quinceañera and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm sure he didn't know who those people were. We did have a little bit of the ceremony shown, or quite a bit of the ceremony. They had a smudging ceremony that people kind of laughed at, but I guess that was like something that they wanted and was not supposed to be laughed at. But Chris Harrison kind of made jokes about that. They read their own vows, and a lot was made about Angela walking down the aisle. Haley, what did you think of Angela's appearance?
I mean, she like looked good. Like, she's a pretty girl, but like, this just felt overboard, going like, oh, she lost so much weight. It's like, can we not talk about her weight? She was beautiful before, she's beautiful now. I truly didn't notice a difference. Like, some people are like, oh my god, the wedding was like for Angela, and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And then during her speech, she was like, I also met Chris and Crystal 1 year ago on the beach. It's like, what? You've been friends for less than a year, more or less, like, you know, and she's your bridesmaid, which is like fine and dandy, and you know, pick who you'd like to pick. But it's just like, you had three bridesmaids and one of them was a girl you met like 1 year ago.
Yeah,
they had to have had another wedding, I'm convinced. There's no way this is their real wedding. I refuse to believe it.
They're like, you need to put Angela in the wedding because Clay is going to be on Paradise, and yeah, we get to control one of your bridesmaids. They didn't put anyone for Chris. They should have made Chris have Clay as a groomsman. That would be even more dramatic, and have Nicole sitting watching. Yeah, so they have the whole contrived thing about there's only so much room at the table, and so this gives Clay and Angela an opportunity to talk. Jordan, would you like to recreate Clay's point of view here with the breakup?
I don't think I could do it without laughing through it. I think it's just basically like, well, you know, we decided. No, Clay, you decided.
You know, I can't play football anymore, and I'm really sad about it. And can I just put my hand on your leg and tell you I miss you?
And by the way, Clay is so nice. What a nice man Clay is. But oh my gosh, this is not the arena for Clay. He does not belong here. Like, I don't understand. I'm with Angela. Like, she said, why did you come here? Clay, like, why, dude, just stay. You could have had, you know, great relationship with Angela. There's none of this drama. Jordan doesn't, you know, smash pinatas on your behalf and fight people. I don't know, but I do feel for Clay. I mean, I'm a huge NFL fan. Clay Harbor was never a superstar NFL player. But he, like, you know, he played for a few years. So I'm sure that's hard for a guy like him. Like, his whole identity is around football. And then all of a sudden now it's like in this weird shift where now his identity is a Bachelor in Paradise contestant. So that's gotta be rough. So I feel for Clay. I don't know. I'm not too, I don't know about the two of you, but I'm not too interested in this storyline personally.
Of course I'm not. Am I interested in any of these storylines?
Yeah.
Fair.
And was there any doubt that Angela was going to show up later on the beach?
No, of course not. And then also no doubt that Connor was going to show up. Like, of course this is happening.
Yeah, it seems so weird to me that they would just have people who, why were they at the wedding if they were going to show up later? Did they like just want to have like see who was kind of clicking and determine the order? Because
I don't know. And like Bibiana and Annalise came back for the wedding, but like,
yeah, but did they even send them home? Maybe they just were hanging out at the same hotel.
I think they stayed at that hotel. The one where Connor was staying when he conveniently showed up to the wedding.
Right. And Bree and Whitney, are they going to be upcoming contestants?
Oh, like
they
Bree, were there? Yes. Okay, that's who that was. I could not figure out. Yeah, they're absolutely. Bree, I know for sure, is going
to
come on.
So they got to hang out at the reception still. They didn't get sent away.
None of this makes sense.
Yeah.
Why are we even trying to make any sense of it? Because it just doesn't make any sense. So what's the point? We're wasting our existences.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Haley.
You're welcome.
Then we have Kaylin and Connor make out at the wedding. So Dean who? And then, you know, it's just like,
and Christina is like, oh, later. Well, she just wants my sloppy seconds. It's like, girl, you didn't have a first with Connor. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can claim the other two, but not Connor. Like, you did not know him before. So, and then, Kaylin said that she was day one. She had been waiting for Connor to show up. So, I would have thought it was Dean. Maybe she didn't expect Dean was going to be there. But Connor shows up and kind of is deciding between Christina and Kaylin. And, you know, you got to pick the girl that you made out with at the wedding the night before, I think. So he
picks, I would hope so.
Yeah, picks Kaylin and they do one of those body painting make a work of art them. Days. Have we seen this art guy before?
Probably. I don't want to do art with my body, nor do I want to ride a horse. Just like awful dates this week.
Yeah, it's so true. And then the painting looked terrible. Anyway, it was just a big blob. And yeah, they make out some more and talk about how like they're glad that Dean left. So she quickly forgot about him, so it seems. But
was the whole time while that was happening, the making out with the paint, I was just hoping, I hope that's non-toxic. I really do. Like the whole time.
So
I
thought, much.
That's all I was thinking. I don't know why. It just maybe it's like organic. The teacher in me.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Cause I was just like, ugh, like they're eating paint. Like,
That did not look fun. No. And then Nicole, of course, was one of the ones who was sent home from the reception so that Clay could talk to Angela and Nicole could worry about it. And we get this great clip of her talking to Clay and he's like, yeah, don't worry. And she's like, oh, I'm not worried. And then right away, I'm a little worried in her confessional. And then right after that, she's like, I'm a little worried, you know, if Angela were to come here. And then Angela starts walking down the stairs and that's where we leave off. So where do we go from here?
Clay. I kind of hope that Clay and Angela get back together.
Really? That would be interesting. It looks like Clay's just going to walk away. He said, I don't know why I'm here. I think I'll just leave. That was part of the preview.
Thank
right?
you, Clay. Do what you should have done the first, like at the beginning. Not even come.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he just like? He found out he wasn't going to play football, and so he didn't have anything else to do. And he's like, "Oh, I'll just show up in paradise."
I think that's what happened. Yeah, yeah.
I really wasn't expecting to get involved with anybody.
But like, here's the thing with Clay. Okay, again, love him to death. But when he left The Bachelorette the first time, he said, "Oh, you know, like, I got an offer for my football career, and I think I got to continue it." Like, Clay was washed up before he even like he came on The Bachelorette. Like, he was like, yeah. when I was like, oh, Clay Harbor, like, I remember him. Like, he had been bouncing around a little bit on some teams, but I mean, he wasn't good before Becca's season even happened. So the fact that he left then, I was kind of like, I think this is kind of an excuse.
Yeah.
And then now it's just kind of like, I guess, yeah, I just feel for the guy. I think he just thinks like he's going to have a chance again. And I really don't think so. Maybe there's a new football league forming, the XFL. Maybe Clay is hoping that like BIP, fame can help tide him over until that league starts next year. But yeah, for the time being, Clay, you gotta move on, buddy. Find something else. I'm sure there's something else for you. You're a nice guy, but
yeah, he's too nice for a love triangle. He's not gonna be able way to handle this.
No, he way too nice.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Haley, I would kind of like to see, it would be kind of an interesting story to see like people that had been dating and then they find love again on Paradise. Like, they had to come
I
back.
Think I've been watching too much X on the Beach.
Yeah. That's what it's become now. The X is on the beach. So yeah, we have that to look forward to. Also, it was a little, since the women now are handing out roses. So it's a little odd to have another woman show up. I was just expecting guys to show up.
Good point. Didn't think about that.
So I don't know what that was about, but just, I guess, because the timing was right. Nicole was insecure about it, and she just saw Angela the day before. And yeah, so she's going to show up. Are there any other people that you could see? You know, is this where Blake swoops in? Angela's fresh meat on the beach?
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
yeah, I can get there. And then we end with what we talked about, Demi impersonating Connor and Christina and Kaylin at the wedding. So that was great. I liked how they kind of dubbed it over and it looked like they were actually talking what she was saying. So that was cute. And yeah, that is what we've got. But I think we have some questions, right, Haley?
We do. Yeah, I have some questions. Somebody slid into my DMs the other day and had a question for me. I thought, maybe I'm losing it. Yeah, we have questions, and I'm going to get there, I promise. It's happening, the questions. And because like my computer's being weird, and anytime I try to use the web on my computer, the podcast kind of just shuts down.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going on my phone for this. So sorry, everyone. Never claim to be good at this. Je ne suis pas un professional. What the shoot? What is going on here? I don't even. Gosh.
When do we think Brooks is showing up?
Do you think he is?
Is he showing up? Why else would he be at the wedding?
I don't know.
Yeah, it just was feels there, like.
Was okay. Hold on. I'm so terrible. Is this because I'll be honest. I was so casual on Colton and Hannah's seasons that I don't really know a lot of these guys. Is this Brooks like somebody from Hannah's season? Are we talking Brooks
from Dez?
Way
Dez
back.
Oh, Brooks, that Brooks, that the Brooks I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That would be cool if he came.
He was the one walking in with Connor. And then I'm just trying to figure out who else we haven't seen in the cast. I'm not seeing anybody yet. Well, I don't have the right list because there was a list leaked of people who would be showing up, and because there was some other dude that I don't know who it was.
Okay, I found the question in my Instagram DMs. It's from Jessica, and she says, got a question for the podcast. Which is more annoying / weird / cringeworthy? Nicole singing to Clay or Tajwan's entire appearance?
Well, Tajwan was memorable. So Like, I think that she made a name for herself.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see her back next year. So I have to go with Nicole singing.
Yeah, Nicole singing. That was rough. Just a lot of those lines. You discussed it last week. It just was not good.
Yeah.
Alex Wilpon asks, motion to have Rob reenact all 4 hours of JPJ. Thanks. Yeah, that, like, it would have been, Jordan, we love having you here. But having Rob,
oh, would have been perfect. Like, you should have flipped it. You should have had me last week and then Rob this week. It would have been perfect.
I know. How are we to know?
I know.
It's all good. It happens. The reality TV gods aren't always kind to us, unfortunately.
Kyle Picard asks, can we assume that all of the singles that were at the wedding, like Brie, Whitney from Nick's season, Chase, .. will show up on the beach?
Well, yeah, why was Chase there? That was so random. Like, he was on JoJo season, right?
Yeah.
So Chase has to be coming. There's no other explanation.
And this, another part of this question is, are you surprised that ABC has anything to do with Chase after a stint on MTV?
Oh.
So yeah, that's interesting.
Because he was on X on the Beach, right?
He was on X on the Beach, and then he was on a season of The Challenge.
Oh, hey, yeah. How was he, Haley?
Boring.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So same as JoJo season.
Yeah, like he lasted maybe a week or two on The Challenge.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Speaking of JoJo season, I was just reminded, I was listening to another podcast, and they talked about how Caitlin, who was with Blake on this season, dated Chad, Lunchmeat Chad. I had totally forgotten about that. So she had some ties to Bachelor Nation before. So she doesn't have the best taste in Bachelor Nation.
Blake's an upgrade over Chad, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And how would Caitlin know if Colton is a bad kisser?
Right.
There you go.
And that was Will Holston. Will also asks, how does it make you feel knowing that Haley, the unaccompanied twin, is now older than fully a third of this season's cast?
Whoa. And she's only like 26, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, this cast was very young.
Yeah. Please envision what Tashwan's inter-segment was going to be.
Could be eating spaghetti in the pool.
Eating guacamole to feel better, or just like fanning herself.
And I think they kind of did like those. Didn't they do some kind of like, they cut away to the sky or something every time she was talking about how hot it was or something. And she was like kind of that dream like segment. Yeah, I could see like something like a giant fan or something.
Let's see what else has gone. Has anyone, Julia K. Enright, has anyone actually listened to Derek's podcast?
No. Not us.
Better things to
nope.
do. Justin Feiberg, what about Colton made him a terrible kisser? Did he slobber too much? Did he not work his tongue properly? Was it the ass grabbing, or was it that he heavily sliced conversation created in post-production after Colton's This American Life appearance? Another question. How do you think Heather, the once kiss virgin from Colton season, reacted to this tea?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She wouldn't know.
She wouldn't. I don't know. Like, I don't know what
that is. Isn't she supposed to be on this show?
Maybe I'm a bad kisser. Cause, like,
I was expecting her to show up, Amy.
Yeah. I thought she was going to
be. Maybe she's just like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. She wasn't at the wedding, so that we could see. So then I think that doesn't bode well.
Justin also gave me the fun fact that Matt Stell, who performed the song at Crystal and whatever's wedding, they got, like, the editors got the name of the song wrong.
Oh.
So the Chiron said Pray For You, and it's called Prayed For You.
Oh.
I did not know that. I didn't even know. What's this dude's name? Matt Stell?
Stell?
Yeah, I had never even heard of this guy, so kudos for figuring out that the song name was wrong.
Justin also asks, is there more humiliating fate for a Bachelor contestant than Annalise telling you made bad choices? No, that's a battle.
No, Chris Randone tweeted something about how Jed offered to perform at the wedding and we politely declined or something. Like, yeah.
Did you guys, Will Holston, please discuss. Oh my fucking God.
Discuss, because of Goose and Crystal's wedding. Hold on.
Can you the two of you like refresh my memories? All, why did they call him Goose again?
Because he asked them to. I don't know.
I thought it was his last name, but then I saw it was Randone or whatever. And I was like, wait, no, there's no Goose in that. Maybe it's his middle name.
Okay, this, all I remember is that there was, you know, how when you go into paradise and they have like a little intro about you.
Yeah.
And he like wanted to change his edit, I guess, because he was so bad on Becca's season. And then he was like,
yep.
Said something like, well, I'm a silly goose.
Ew.
Yeah. So that's all I remember.
I shouldn't have asked that question. Brings back bad memories.
Anyway, Will asked, please discuss Goose and Crystal's cake chopper. Did you guys notice this?
It was so terrible.
It was bad. It was like a life, not life size, but life real of them and their dogs.
Yeah, but it was just not flattering. It was too, like, they look like caricatures, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. I would rather just do like, you know how you can do like the photo on a cake? If they really want their likeness, just go all out and do like the grocery store cake with the
like
photo.
Like, are cake toppers even still in? I was looking at some today and I was like, I don't know who uses like bride and groom.
Don't people
cake
just do like flowers on top now?
Yes.
Yeah.
People barely do cakes anymore.
Oh, really? Cupcakes instead?
Cupcakes? I think I want to do donuts or something.
Ooh, the donut wall. I've seen that. It's like on pegboard.
Yeah. That might be a little sticky though. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And Philippe Chamon asks, how bad is Dean at birthdays? There was the whole D'Lo and Christina mess on D'Lo's birthday last time, and then he dumps Kaylin on her birthday. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Bad luck, buddy. Not good at this thing.
Yeah.
That's it for questions for this week. Thanks for sending them. You can find them in the patron group on Facebook, or you can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. You can ask them on Twitter at hstrong_ or JP Recapper, or apparently you can just slide into my DMs on Twitter and Instagram. That's fine too. Don't care.
Yeah. There was some news that broke too this past week. They announced that Hannah would be on Dancing with the Stars. How do you guys think that Caitlin Bristow is taking this news?
Not well, Captain. Caitlin Bristow blocked so Hannah could run.
I'm confused. Why was Caitlin supposed to be on Dancing with the Stars? I'm so out of the loop.
And Mike Fleiss wouldn't let her because it was like, oh, we want, you know, people to focus on their relationships and, you know, like it wouldn't be a good look for the franchise if.
Wow. Was that this year or last year?
No, like after her season.
Right after Caitlin's
season. Oh, right after
but
her
then,
season.
Then like all the guys got to do it. Yeah.
That's Mike Fleiss.
Grocery Store Joe did it.
Right. Grocery Store is, wait, what? He did it? Mm-hmm. Mike Fleiss is terrible. He's awful.
Yeah.
I'm good for Hannah, but that's lame.
Also, another piece of news, Rachel and Brian got married. They did it. They got married. They got real life married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congrats to them.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to televise it.
Good move.
Yeah. And I think they wanted to at first, but then I think she said that she was glad that, you know, they didn't have that offer or whatever. Yeah. They could do it their way and on their timing. Because I think if they wanted to have it televised, they probably would have had to rush it and stuff too. So, yeah. So that was congrats to them. I think that's all for news that I recall.
Yeah, so I guess I have Doug's takes now.
All right.
He didn't watch both episodes. He just watched one. And he says, also apologies because I'm at the cottage and I've been drinking for like 10 hours. So this will be great. I haven't pre-read these. Was Tajwan's reaction to the heat in paradise an accurate portrayal of how you would look on camera if you were in the same situation? Pretty similar. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and like the shirt that she was wearing, like I wouldn't be walking around in a bikini all the time. I'd be like, yeah, let me throw on this like Hawaiian shirt and be comfortable as much as possible. So good.
I feel like I might try and channel JPJ and rectify my shambolic dating life by going on a date with no pants. Yeah, that was great. They Pooh Bear'd it. Haley and JPJ Pooh Bear'd it. Also, how come nobody ever asked me to put sunscreen on their ass? What a time to be alive. Well, Doug, I think this week while you're at the cottage is a perfect time for that. Don't know who you're there with, but you never know. Can't wait to hear your summary of the episode I missed. Please do at least one Clay impression of him talking to Angela. Jordan, you cover that beautifully. Thank you so much. I don't have to do it now. So yeah, that's it from Doug. Jordan, anything else you want to tell us about it?
No, thank you both so much for having me back. It's always so much fun doing the podcast with the two of you. And just keep the great content coming. I've been really enjoying the podcast this season, and hopefully, hopefully we get some more entertainment these last few, there's 2 weeks left of BIP.
Is that three?
I think maybe two.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm hoping we get a good last few episodes, and, thank you again. Let's do this again for The Bachelor.
Yeah. We'd love to have you on for The Bachelor. Jordan, maybe you should be our draft mate this time. Have you done a draft with us? I can't remember.
Yeah, I did it with you for whose season was it? It was who was after Ben Higgins?
Nick?
I think it was for Nick's season. Yeah, I'm it was for next season. I think I won. I think I beat both of you.
Yeah, that's why we didn't ask that.
That's in our downtime. Now we're just Amy crushing era of our Bachelor drafts.
Oh, good times. Okay, so I'd love to do the draft if you want to have me on. But if there's someone, I'm sure you can find someone new that wants. Everybody should get to do it once. It's a special treat. So I don't mind sitting out.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Or we could do what we did this year and be like, oh, the cast got released and it starts in one day. Great. We'll just do this.
Yeah.
We forced poor Mary into doing this with us, and she was great, but didn't give anyone lots of time to prepare now, did we?
No. No, but one way or another, we'll have you back for Bachelor. That'd be great.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it. Well, before we close out, who are you rooting for? Which couples do you think are we going to see an engagement?
Wow. Oh my gosh, this is so hard. I would say none, but I feel like there was a preview where there was one. I feel like Derek and Tayshia. I think that makes sense. I think they're picking up steam. I think they could definitely go down that road. Dylan, I think he's on board, but he's also so young, and Hannah's so young.
Yeah,
Hannah's so, they're both so young. I think maybe they'll go away like after Paradise still together, but I don't think they'll be engaged. Yeah, I really don't think so. I think the only one is going to be, there's a very clear, obvious one that I'm missing. I think it's going to be Tayshia and Derek, and I think that's going to be it. I can't think of any other ones.
Okay. I still think Clay and Nicole are pretty solid, as much as Angela wants to swoop in there. I don't know.
Angela, I just need to leave for my football career.
So yeah, if he doesn't end up leaving, then
I think Clay's gonna leave. I think Clay's out, and it's just gonna be tears for all.
Someone leaves right next week.
Yeah, I think Clay's gonna leave. Then tears for everyone, and then Blake will swoop in and save Nicole, and they'll live happily ever after. The end.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I want Blake to date everyone on the beach before it's over, so that would work for me. Complete the storyline. All right, Haley, any predictions?
That I just can't even predict that I make it through the season unscathed. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe JPJ will find someone. Maybe he proposes.
She had Taj Bond. She was down.
Yeah, that would have been good. Maybe they'll be like that couple that shows up at the reunion that, you know, we weren't expecting, and they find their way back to each other.
Maybe JPJ just proposes to Tayshia and she says no because she's like, I'm not into it as much as you are.
That'd be good too.
While we're at it, can Benoit just come back? I miss Benoit.
Oh, Benoit.
What a great time.
I love Benoit. He was so fun.
I am sad that we don't get any of these people back anymore. It was like a one-time thing because of.
But it worked out well. Like Kevin and Astrid are still together.
Yeah, Kevin was there last night. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like I feel like once they're in the family, they should be able to come back. So we'll see.
Hey, if Bukowski can come out of retirement, anybody can.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you or do not want them to find you?
Honestly, I've gone back and forth this summer between like keeping my social media and deleting it. So, what you can do for me is you can follow Amy and Haley, subscribe to the podcast. And then I'm trying to think of somebody who wants a shout out. You know what? You can follow my dad on Twitter if you want.
Yeah. Tell your parents I say hi.
I will. I will definitely tell them that you both say hi.
Yeah.
And, my dad's Twitter, I think is at Mr. like spelled out MISTER_P_1968. He's even got even more underscores than Haley in his Twitter. So look it up, Jerry Parr. Follow my dad on Twitter. Other than that,
tell him your Bachelor in Paradise thoughts because he's following along.
Yeah, he's following along. So yeah, he'd love to talk some BIP on Twitter.
And he probably wants to talk to you about the NHL draft too, according to his Twitter feed.
Is that the last tweet he had?
More or less.
Oh yeah, it's all NHL stuff. Yeah, he loves hockey. So if you like the Montreal Canadiens and you like the NHL, and you like Bachelor in Paradise, follow my dad. Yeah, it's at Mr_P_1968 on Twitter.
Nice. All right, you can follow me at RHAP Recapper on Twitter. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me at HStrong_ on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find my blog StrongTakes.ca.
Nice. All right. Thanks again, Jordan, for joining us, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.